5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. And you know what else is weird? The aliens are here.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Do you know that the Pentagon officially announced a month or two ago? I did a whole report on this in school, but they officially released two video footage of Navy pilots chasing UFOs. They said that they've been going on, this has been a phenomenon that has been going on, they know of, since World War I, and it's been talked about in the military facility for a long time. It's been a known thing, but they don't know what they are. So they don't really want to publicly announce it and freak people out. Yeah. But there are legitimate objects in the sky that they cannot track. They jam our radars when we try to chase them and track them, and they move in impossible speeds. Like, they're breaking our known laws of physics, and they don't have any recorded propulsion behind it when it's moved. So, like, it's very fucking weird.
Dude.
And there are always these sightings that are they're always by water or coming out of the water and stuff. It's official now. The government calls them UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenons, instead of UFOs. Joe Rogan was the guy who blew it up. He kind of blew up the whole situation. It all kind of started, it feels like, with him. Like, there was a documentary that came out on Netflix called UFO, Bob Lazar, UFOs, Flying Saucers, right? Mm. And it was about this guy. Excuse my long talk here, but...
No, I fucking love aliens.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's fascinating.
It was about this guy named Bob Lazar who came out in the 70s. He was a nuclear engineer, and he worked at Area 51, a place at Area 51, a site called S4.
Yeah.
And supposedly he was hired by the government to reverse engineer recovered alien technology.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out on the news in the 70s. There's like footage clips of him
talking
about like how he worked with these things, and he was working on these crafts and yada, yada, yada. He's the reason why the public knew about Area 51 and why there's such conspiracies around it. Bob Lazar is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So he also... All these things that he was saying turned out to be true. He took groups of people to see where they were testing these things at night. So, like, he had friends and a bunch of eyewitnesses that he showed these things to. He talked about this known element that they were working on called Element 115 that he described as, like, had these anti-gravity properties and stuff. It was an unknown element, which now later... Years later, it was an unknown element, and years later, these Russian scientists discovered it, but we still don't know anything about it. It's, like, hard to create. It's still an unknown, like, but we know that it's on the periodic table now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that he was proving right that came out to be true, and then that led Joe Rogan, had him on the podcast, and interviewed him for 3 hours on an extent. So cool. You got to listen if you're interested.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting podcast where he talks about it and stuff, and he goes into depth about how he was told that they were recovered from ancient sites, so, and like burial sites and stuff, and so possibly like older than what we thought. And then probably a month later, okay, things got bigger after that. What followed after that was the Storm Area 51 movement. I think it started because of Joe Rogan, and a fan through him saw that and got inspired, started the whole movement, right? Then the Pentagon, after that, released the footage of the UFO footage and officially announced, declassified it all, right?
Yeah.
Then Joe Rogan had on the pilot who actually recorded and chased the dang thing.
Mm.
So he had the actual guy who was the commander who saw it with his two eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
So had him on for 3 hours. Very interesting podcast. You gotta listen to that one, too.
Yeah.
And his name was Commander David Fravor. And basically, dude, the stories are just that they come out of the water, and they move really, really fast, and it's just weird, man. It's just, the whole concept of them is freaky. They've been watching us and observing us, and they don't know why. They, like, come down and observe us, and then they shoot back up into the atmosphere, or dive down into water and move at, like, impossible clicks underneath the water, faster than any submarine known. Like, there's something there that it's just weird, man. It's eerie shit. Eerie shit. Feels like we're living in a simulation or something. Like, who would have thought UFOs are real? Like, it just doesn't even feel like... Even if they're not real, it could be another government, right? It could be some other person's technology or whatever, but it's freaky.
Yeah.
It's how freaky shit. Way it's,
yeah.
He described it as a smooth, white, cylinder, tic-tac-shaped object. Seamless. And it was right above the water, just hovering. He was flying past, and they're trained to actually see to observe and see stuff if they're flying over the waters, right?
Yeah.
And he saw something breaking the surface of the water, and it was the shape of like a cross. And to me, to him, he said it looked like something was at the surface of the water, but not aroused, right? So it was like the waves were hitting it a certain way. And he said right above the water, there was that giant tic-tac object. And he said he circled back around because it was floating right above the water. And then this other object underneath the water went down, and this object started running and chasing, and he was chasing it. And he couldn't track it. It's crazy. It's a weird story. He's got a weird story to tell, but just makes you think, man, you know? You never know.
Dude, I believe. Yeah. There's no way, like, there's not something out, like, that we're it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, I mean, let's put it simple, like, humans are really stubborn, so we're stuck in the ways, you know, and we just keep going with this heating of the earth.
Yeah. It is weird because, like, I do think that we're probably not the only ones out there, but I think the odds of other life coming and caring about us or visiting us, I think, is also slim because of how large the universe is.
Yeah.
I think it almost makes more sense that it could be future us or past us, whether we got to a point of technology before to where we were creating those things, and maybe we started exploring the galaxy a long time ago, and that's us again, like, or maybe us from the future, observing our past, like time-traveling tourists, in a sense, you know? Or I had a really crazy idea, man, a really crazy... Listen to this shit.
All right, yeah.
So there is a very rare thing that we now know exists are these gigantic mega squid at the bottom of the deep depths of the ocean, right? Dope. And they're extremely hard to get on tape because first off, we got barely any cameras down there, let alone the density, the darkness, and how hard it is to just, what are the odds of one coming across in the vastness of the ocean across a camera, right?
It's really high pressure the farther down you go.
Exactly. We barely got the technology to go down there, right? So it's like, we know that octopus are probably the most intelligent creatures on the planet. They display characteristics unlike any other creature. They can do camouflage. I don't know if you've seen an octopus with its camouflage skills, but it could change its texture and color instantly. So it's got like it could open jars. It could solve mazes and stuff like that and puzzles. It could do really crazy things when it comes to like just its problem solving skills. Like there's a guy who had a pet octopus and he had a fish in another tank, right? And all his fish kept dying in another tank, and he didn't know why. He's like, how are these fish dying? He set up a camera. His octopus at night was hopping tanks, killing the fish in one tank for food, and getting back in his tank. And then, it's crazy shit, right? Yeah. So, who's to say, right? So, what if this whole time, what if the aliens come from below? And what if these things that are at the surface, these seamless things that move just as fast and just underwater, they're not propulsed. They move like they would in space as they would in water, right? They're seamless. Maybe they're like giant fish tanks. Maybe it's just another creature on this planet that has evolved underneath us.
Well, the thing is, we have not explored nearly as much of the ocean as we have our local space.
Right. Yeah.
So what's alien to us might not be alien to the Earth.
Yeah, maybe they figured it out down there how to explore our space. Because this is just as alien to them as us going down to them.
Right.
And we need just as much crazy technology to reach down those depths, let alone see down there. So maybe that's them coming to visit us up at our surface, right? Mm-hmm. And observing us. How weird would that fucking be?
Crazy.
Right?
We measure the octopus's intelligence based on our human metrics, but we don't know what their metrics are for intelligence.
No. And there's tons of different breeds of them and different kinds. We don't know anything. And there could just be cities of different intelligent lives down there that don't need, they're born into the pressure. They're born into surviving down there. Like, coming up here would be death for them, just as it is for us, you know, just as foreign of a thought. So, you never really know, you know? And these aliens, I would believe in that more than I would believe it's some other people from a far galaxy saying, what's up? Like, that that makes less sense to me than it could be something just that has evolved, that is observing us, like from underneath. So,
No.
Crazy thought I had.
Tangent.
I mean, no. Yeah. You got evidence.
See, that's why I need an animator.
Yeah.
Because I can't, it's hard to just make that into something.
To make that shit look good.
Right?
That's fire. Board.
I got a lot of ideas that I need animated.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.